For this day's reading, though, for our reflection, is that there are many things we can say about this reading, and probably the best thing is to focus on one thing that I think will hopefully be helpful to all of us today, and that is that Simon is asked by Jesus to go back out, and Simon says, "We've caught nothing," and he goes back out with Christ's command, and of course he catches more than he can handle. And the big difference between those two is the first was done without Christ, and the second was done with Christ. And a lot of times in our faith, we are busy about doing the night's work, doing a lot of the things, but we forget that we're supposed to be doing it with Christ. You know, that Christ is a part of this. And it can be easy for all of us. Same thing with marriage. They say, well, marriage is a hard thing. Absolutely. But you're supposed to be doing it with Christ. And that's supposed to change, and it changes everything. And that in the work that we have of the day that seems so exhausting and tiring, maybe, especially with the children and everything, but wait a second, this is done as a ministry. This is done with God. And then the rewards and the greats are abundant because it's really about journeying through this life with Christ. But so often we forget to, it's easy to do, forget to invite him into the work that we have to do. Things that we do. And I think as a person of faith, and hopefully on our journey in spirituality, is that everything we do, we invite God into that experience. And then that's the difference between Simon's first work that he did and the second work that he did and going back out. And Christ promises that, of course, and I think we all know that when we do it Christ's way, it's amazing how different it would be. Even something like forgiving your spouse with Christ is very different because you realize that it is Christ who also forgives with me, and this is part of our faith, as opposed to trying to muster up the energy ourselves and the humility we need or whatever it is to forgive or to do the act of charity, because it is a lot of work and it is hard. But Christ himself says when you're doing it with him, he lightens the load, and then the success or failure doesn't really depend upon that, but that God does the work with us, through us, and in us.